If you were to write out the number to represent the size of Sitka's budget deficit, you'd put a question mark at the end. Chief Administrative Officer Jay Sweeney's preliminary estimate is $700,000, but the number changes based on variables beyond Sitka's control, like state and federal funding. At Monday's meeting, Sweeney laid these unknowns before the feet of the Citizens Task Force.
What are we going to do about health insurance? We're faced with a 20% premium increase. Are we going to switch carriers? Are we going to go with self-funding? That decision hasn't been made yet. We have union negotiations ahead of us with all three collective bargaining units. We don't know how that is going to play out.
And funding that Sitka used to count on may not even be in play next year. A proposal to change the shared fisheries tax puts $2 million on the line. Then there's a possible $300,000 cut for community jails and $760,000 if federal funding for secure rural schools is not secured. With all these moving targets, Sweeney says he's in the dark.
I've told internally our staff, I don't know if I'm even going to have solid numbers by June or July. We may be in a position where we're passing a budget based on the best we know.
A pause fell over the Citizens Task Force. Member Hugh Bevan joked, I feel like I'm wasting my time. Rob Allen responded in saying, we're just doing the best we can with our estimates, knowing things could change. Lauren Spotted Bird commented that, with so many balls up in the air, it may be even more imperative to consider cutting back.
What if all those factors came down? Are we going to try to just still operate a $26 million budget in spite of what the external factors call for? Are we going to rely on the citizens to put that bill? I mean, that's even more, it's even more of a reason to be conservative.
Were the Citizens Task Force to propose cutting the city's budget, which they have not done so far, it would impact either city staffing or operations. Sweeney asked the task force to consider what a reduction of, let's say, 20% to city operations would do to Sitka.
Examples, would you want to go to an all-volunteer fire department? Have one policeman on the road at any one point in time? Library open 3 days a week? Those are the type of decisions you start to move to when you have that level of cut. And that's what a smaller government looks like.
Spotted Bird responded that he felt the task force was getting pushback from city staff whenever the conversation turned to cuts. Public Works Director Michael Harmon, sitting in as acting administrator for Mark Gorman, assured him that wasn't so.
Don't take when we're trying to explain so we're educated in what the cuts mean and what goes out and what the impacts are. I think that's important. Please don't take that as resisted. We know that needs to be a piece of this recipe.
Another sobering conclusion, Sitka's budget deficit will likely not be closed this year. By the task force's estimate, it will take 3 years to balance revenue against spending and for many of their policy ideas to take effect. Take, for example, raising property taxes. Right now, rates are capped at 6 mills. Each additional mill would raise $1 million. But as Assessor Wendy Lawrence pointed out, time is running out to make that kind of change.
Mill rates are typically set by July 1st. So we still have time to change the mill rate if we chose, but it's a problematic situation because we haven't had a public input.
To help the task force project into the future, Gorman drafted a 3-year budget, but one line item raised eyebrows. Gorman proposed subsidizing the electric fund to keep electric rates from rising like they did last year. He does so, though, by pulling $1 million from general fund reserves. That's because there's just not enough money in the general fund to make this kind of change. A handful of task force members took issue with tapping Sitka's reserves in any way to close deficits. Here's Vice Chair Max Rule.
I'm in favor of coming up with recommendations that don't have any regard to any subsidy out of reserves and leave that discretion up to the assembly to decide.
Tristan Gavon, who sits on the assembly and serves as a liaison to the task force, agreed. He said, at some point, it's our time to pick this up and make some hard decisions. The task force is expected to deliver its report to the assembly in mid-April. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.